This podcast is brought to you by Nil Desperandum, literary fiction in the audio format from the Bear Crawling Nation. www.ndstories.com.
Skype of Cthulhu presents The Call of Cthulhu Scenario, Body of Work, by Jim Phillips. Inspired in part by the novel The Big Wake Up by Mark Coggins.
We were not there with them, were we?
Correct.
They were going back to the hotel when we...
Yep, but they have not made it yet, so...
Convenient.
Yeah, so this might prove interesting. So it's, Sunday early afternoon. Dr. Larson and Mr. Dubois come to their senses, and you're in a hotel room. Like the start of a bad mystery novel.
has the lady nurse done anything for my wounds while I was out? Seem to remember being hurt.
No, I don't believe so. I think we just ignored you.
That's a shame, because I'm almost dead.
I think Mr. Dubois was just ignored, but... No, that seems a little unreasonable, so, yeah, hang on a second.
Ah, yes, 3 hit points left.
Yep, she will have done a first aid, yep, that's not a problem, and a 4, so.
That'll work. And how many hit points back is that?
3.
Excellent. It's much better.
Mr. Dubois, you, however, you do recognize that this is the suite in the Providence Arms where you have stayed many times before when you're in town on business. So.
Yes.
Dr. Larson may have no idea where he is, but. You at least recognize the surroundings.
Okay. Are we in different rooms?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Yeah, Dr. Larson is in a bed, in a small, well-appointed bedroom. And Mr. Dubois is or was passed out in a chair in the common room of the suite.
Now, there were a few... revelations as to the identity of Anastasia last session. I can't remember if Drayton was conscious for them or not.
He was not. That all took place at the hospital.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right.
Neither Dr. Larson nor Mr. Dubois were present.
Okay. And is she with them now? Or?
Yes.
Okay, so it's just me and Dr. Larson.
Yep. At the moment.
I look around for notes to see if they left me a note.
Went out, be back soon. Went grocery shopping.
Yes, we'll say that Mr. Ratcliffe actually did think to leave a note, just saying that they were going to the hospital to visit Mr. North.
Okay, I get out of my room and I guess I can go to the lobby and look for a radio or something, right? Like a those old big radios people will sit around and
there's one in the room.
Oh, okay. So I will turn the radio just to check on the news because the last time I listened to it, it wasn't good.
Yes. As you turn the, you can kind of tune around. There are a number of stations, you know, the usual sort of music and stuff. And every once in a while, the news does come on. And mostly, they're talking about cleaning up. There appear to have been a number of problems last night. It sounds like there may have even been riots and some people killed and looting and violence in the streets and that sort of thing, which all seems to have suddenly mysteriously calmed down with the morning. And further, the news does mention that, you know, there were similar occurrences, not just in Providence, but all up and down the northeastern seaboard. So there are, you know, reports from Boston and New York and Baltimore and the entire region.
I will, after he turns on the radio, cover my head with a pillow and groan as though I'm suffering from a large headache.
Fair enough.
Do you want me to get you something for
a little your hair of the dog, maybe? Grope around with my flask. It's empty.
It is empty, yes. There is a in the common room there is a serving tray with the remnants of what looks like a very nice breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah, I will ask for lunch or what time is it, you said? Morning still?
Shortly afternoon. Early afternoon.
Oh, afternoon.
1 o'clock, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I will ask for lunch.
Okay. There's a bell cord by the door, which will summon the...
Okay. I'll do that.
Okay. You can hear the bell ring. And about 10 minutes later, there's a knock at the door.
Okay, I open it.
And standing there is a well-dressed young man in a little bellboy suit. Yes, can I help you, sir?
Yeah. Can you bring us lunch here to the room?
Oh, certainly. What would you like? Anything in particular?
No. Just the menu for the day. And can you also bring some newspapers, whatever you have available?
I don't believe that should be a problem, sir. Just take a few, just take, oh, perhaps half an hour or so to bring lunch up.
Get up and okay. Splash some water on my face in the bathroom and start waking up.
Okay.
Oh, and if you can bring me also some aspirins and water.
Ah, that yes, water. Sir. Of course, certainly, sir. I understand, yes.
Thank you.
He closes the door behind him, and you hear him walk down the hall.
Okay. For now, I guess I will give, you know, some time for the Watt to feel a little bit better and have lunch, read the papers. And then after that, I guess we'll have to decide what to do next.
Okay. Well, it takes about, as he said, about half an hour, and there's another knock at the door.
Okay.
It doesn't take half an hour fast for him to get here.
Well, Dr. Larson didn't put a rush on the aspirin. He just asked to bring it with lunch.
He said he understood. No way.
Well, you can short him on the tip. The bellboy is there again, and he pushes another serving cart, loaded up with sandwiches, vegetables, lunch items.
Okay, I give him a tip.
And there's a
thank you.
There's a platter with a bottle of aspirin and a couple pitchers of water.
Yeah. Okay. Good. I give him a tip and thank him. Thank you for your help.
My pleasure, sir. Call anytime.
Dr. Larson, where the devil has everyone gone?
I have a note from Radcliffe saying that they were going to the hospital. To the hospital. Maybe we should go there as well.
Well, rather not. I think I'm rather well known at the hospital. I'm sure they'll be back soon. Is there any other leads we have to follow up on at the moment? I can't. Aren't we going to the library at some point? To look something up? I can't. I feel like I'm forgetting something.
There were plans to go to the library, but the two of you don't know if anyone ever did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe Radcliffe wanted to know about Dagon. I'm not sure. Hell.
Let's just go to the library and roll. Roll those dice.
I wanted to... I wanted to visit our friend on the hospital, and I don't know. Do you, if we can try to sneak in, maybe, you know, through the back doors, or, you know.
Sneaking is not very much of a problem. My security is terribly lax there.
Yeah, and with all the trouble that they had last night, they're probably pretty busy, so. Yeah.
Perhaps if I go in disguise. Do I have any skill in that? No, I don't. Okay, what good's a criminal without disguise? Oh well. Yes. Well, perhaps we can sneak in.
Yeah. Let's give it a try. Maybe they're gonna be there.
Hang on.
What happens is I get arrested for murder.
Hang on, just a second, guys.
Okay.
Okay, sorry about that.
No problem.
We had a thunderstorm early this morning, and it's starting to rain on me again now, so I had to move a little bit there. Don't need to get rain all over my laptop.
That would be bad.
All right, so let's head to the hospital.
Okay. How?
Well, first I'll go look for my car.
Well, normally you would expect when staying at the Providence Arms that your car would be in the parking garage around the back.
Of course.
However,
by service.
However, when asking, you find it's not there.
Ah. They know where it might be if it is not here?
They do not.
Probably they took it.
They took my car. Well,
to be fair, Dr. Larson crashed it first.
I'm keenly aware, and you will be having me talk about that.
I actually don't want to talk, you know, that much about the car. So. I just say, hey, let's take a taxi to the hospital. Don't worry for your car.
We'll talk about remuneration later.
We'll go back to the lobby and ask for a taxi.
Okay, that's not going to be a problem. A taxi is called for you. Takes just a few minutes to show up. And the doorman opens the door to allow you to enter the taxi.
Slip in.
Okay.
Providence Arms Hospital, please.
Providence Arms Hospital?
Is it Providence Arms? I thought it was.
Providence General. Providence Arms.
Providence General.
Providence Arms is the hotel.
That's right.
Providence General, yes, sir, right away.
Still a bit hungover. It would seem.
The taxi driver.
I don't say that. The office.
Taxi driver speeds away. Would you both make a int times 4 roll, please?
Yes. Wow. Okay. I succeed.
What little the taxi driver said, he said with a very heavy Russian accent.
Oh, of course he did. Well, you know, taxi drivers, they come from all over. Wait, that's New York, isn't it? Oh, crap.
Where are you from? I noticed you have an accent.
I'm from Ukraine.
You have a good friend from the Ukraine.
Oh, yes? Well, it is... This is a big country. There are many people there.
Good to see an enterprising man such as yourself coming over here to the Americas, embracing capitalism.
Yes, embracing capital. Yes, yes, I make something of myself, yes?
Yes, yes, that's indeed the American dream.
Can I see if we're being followed by someone else, or?
How do they need to follow us? They're ahead of us.
I just want to make sure that we're not running into an ambush or something.
You can make a spot hit and roll.
No. 99.
I can move.
Yes.
is a bad start.
Other than the pink elephants, there's no one following.
I passed my spot barely, but I
didn't. There is no one following. There appears to be no one following.
Oh, well, that's good. More importantly, do we look like we're heading towards the hospital?
Were you busy last night with all the trouble in town?
Oh, very, very dangerous night. I stay home with wife and children. I do not want to go out in such things.
I want to roll a psychology roll here.
Go right ahead.
And I pass.
Yeah, he's lying through his teeth.
Really? So again, are we heading towards the hospital?
Well, let's see. Being that neither of you are actually from Providence, let's make a call it in times three.
No.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. However, after a few more minutes of driving, you are pretty certain that you are not headed towards the hospital because you are in. You look around and you see you are in kind of an older warehouse section, possibly somewhere near the docks. Lots of kind of older, rundown buildings, some of which Mr. Dubois may be familiar with.
Yeah.
Okay.
For various reasons.
I look to Mr. Dubois, open up my coat, pull out my pistol. Put it on the back of his head, and I tell him, stop here.
Okay. I believe you best listen.
Okay. He kind of slowly rolls to a halt in front of a warehouse.
Keep your hands on the steering wheel, please.
He's not saying anything. His hands are on the steering wheel, and he's not moving. And sorry, guys. Hang on just one more second. I need to move a little further out of the rain. Just a minute.
Okay.
I just imagined one of those little cartoon rain clouds following Jim wherever he goes.
Okay, sorry about that. That'll be the last time.
I open up my side of, you know, the door of my side.
Yes.
I haven't stopped pointing the gun to his head.
Yep.
I look around to see where alone.
For the moment, yes.
Okay.
Who do you work for?
I will not talk to you.
Of course you won't.
get out of the car.
Yeah, I will get out of the car.
Okay.
Worth a try.
Slowly.
Okay.
Do we have a trunk here on this car?
Yes, it's there taxi. Is. Yes, there is.
Okay. Let's put it on the trunk, Dubois.
That would be a good idea. You, open the trunk.
He kind of looks around at you and then jams his hand down on the horn. Beep, 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 beep. He's hitting, he's slamming the horn.
Right.
I hit him with my pistol on the back of his head. Really hard.
Okay. Go right ahead.
What role is it?
It's a small club.
Small club. It should have only the basis. This is, well, 25%. It's 53, so. Okay, oh. So. No, I failed.
Oh. Okay.
Just as you're doing that, they use a large warehouse door next to the car, where you guys are standing, which slides up very quickly. And there are five gentlemen standing there.
And me without my working Comic Con. In my car.
They are all holding pistols. And they are trained on you.
Damn it. And slowly raise my hands.
From out of the shadows, a very large, burly, a sixth gentleman steps out. Please, gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Won't you come in?
Oh, hell. Yeah, we'll follow. We'll follow the word simple. I will. I'll raise my hands as well.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't suppose we have a choice in the matter. All right. Will be led inside.
Would you please mind to put down the firearm?
Okay, I do. I put it on the ground slowly.
Thank you. Please come inside. As you walk inside the building, the door rolls shut behind you.
Do we recognize any of them from last night?
Yes. Yep, they're all the same gentlemen from the hospital parking lot.
Okay. And the one that is talking is the evil twin, right?
Yep.
All right.
You got it. Hey. Hello again.
Dad, take my car.
It is good to see you again, gentlemen. I'm glad we have this chance to talk.
Likewise.
He motions you towards the center of the area. You're in basically a large, empty-looking warehouse. And there's a few kind of boxes and stuff stacked against the wall, but by and large, it's pretty empty. The lighting is very dim. You know, just a few kind of flickering lights and a few windows that are very dirty and so don't let a lot of light in from outside.
Large, flat cement floor, easy to scrub.
Yep. towards the center are a few chairs. And he kind of motions you towards the chairs. Please, gentlemen, have a seat. There are things that we should discuss.
All right.
Over to the chairs. Take a seat.
Okay. He takes a seat facing the two of you. And the other five gentlemen are kind of ring themselves around you.
Kind of still pointing their guns at us.
Yes.
Of course.
So tell me, gentlemen, have you found her yet?
Whom?
Yeah.
The dead girl or someone else?
Sir, we do not have time to play games.
Very well. You're looking for the corpse of your former princess, correct?
Yes. I'm looking for the body of Anastasia Nikolaevna. And I believe you and your friends are looking for her, too. Have you found her?
Nope. Can't say that we have.
Are you quite certain?
Positive.
100%.
And believe me, a dead woman is not worth risking my life for.
That is because you are not Russian, my friend. This woman is a terrible thing. We cannot let her body fall into the wrong hands. The glorious People's Revolution requires her return.
We were just hired. We were not where we would get into this much trouble. Honestly, as my friend said, it's not worth it.
It is not worth it.
For us, at least.
I see. Typical bourgeois capitalist attitude. If it does not affect you directly, you do not care. You do not care about the suffering of the proletariat. You do not care about the happiness of the workers and their peace and prosperity. You only care for your own skin.
Isn't that what you're working for already?
As should everyone.
Well, in a way, yeah.
I'm being forthright with you, sir. Why don't you be forthright with us? What is it that you want from us? We don't have your body. We don't know where it is.
Not yet. But that we are... Our people are looking for it. And I believe you and your friends perhaps already know where she is. Do you?
The way I see it is, even if we did, we wouldn't tell you. And if we didn't, and said we did not, you wouldn't believe us.
As things stand now, gentlemen, I am afraid you are exactly correct. We cannot believe you. At that, he kind of looks up to one of the guys behind you. Yuri, Igor, two of the men standing behind you reach down and grab your arms and pull them behind the chair, and they tie them off with cord. So your hands are now tied behind the chair.
Uncivilized oafs.
At which point the large gentleman, the twin, stands up, reaches into his coat pocket and pulls out a pair of black gloves and starts putting them on.
Mm-hmm.
I am very sorry, gentlemen, but as you pointed out, we cannot believe you. Yet. I believe in time we will come to an understanding where then, perhaps, we will be able to believe you. He puts on the black gloves and then motions towards one of the other guys who hands him a large black rubber hose.
Oh, dear. It's gonna suck.
Is there anything you would like to say before we begin, gentlemen?
Not in the face.
Not in the face. Well, of course not in the face. If in the face, then it might damage your jaw or your teeth or your tongue, and then we would not be able to understand what you say. And the point of this, of course, is to have a conversation. Yes?
I spit on his face as soon as I have the chance.
Oh, good. He'll start with you.
Yes. He rears back. And the rubber hose comes slapping across Dr. Larson's chest.
I try to be brave and not to yell or anything.
And it hurts a lot. And he starts smacking Dr. Larson around.
Oh, no.
Dr. Larson, would you make a con times 4 roll, please?
I pass.
Okay. Good. You stay conscious.
No, I pretend that I'm not.
Do not think you can fool me, Dr. Larson.
Surely he should get a persuade or fast talk.
As Mr. Dubois, as you can see, the large Russian gentleman beating Dr. Larson about the body with the rubber hose. Dr. Larson's clothes are kind of splitting open.
Oh.
You can see large welts and bruises starting to form. And this goes on for, about 20 minutes or so.
Ouch.
And that'll be 3 points of damage, Dr. Larson. And would you both make a sand roll, please?
Yes, I will. Oh, no problem. Oh, meh, whatever.
Yeah, seeing a compatriot brutally tortured? Yeah, no big deal.
He wrecked my car. Deserves it.
Dr. Larson?
I pass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tough guy. That is going to be 1 point of sand for Dr. Larson, though. For being
okay.
Beaten for 20 minutes.
Okay.
So after about 20 minutes, he stops. Now, I will ask you again. Do you know where the body of Anastasia Nikolaevna is?
Oh, no, I can't stand to see you beat my good, good friend anymore. I believe the body that you seek is located in Potter's Field as under the name of Jane Doe.
That will be a fast talk roll.
October 27th. Let's see. Yes, by 1. Wow. Got me close.
In Potter's Field. Yes, this was one of our possibilities. But I am not entirely certain that I believe you yet. He looks at Dr. Larson. Do you know where the body is? Where do you believe it to be?
I turn to Dubois and tell him, traitor, you shouldn't have told him.
Oh, I couldn't possibly watch you go through any more of that, Dr. Larson. It's not worth it.
Would you both make spot hidden rolls, please?
No, I won't. I'm too busy being sincere.
Yeah, no.
And that's at a minus 20 for Dr. Larson's spot hidden roll.
Okay, I failed.
Okay, never mind then. I see. Well, perhaps a little more persuasion, then we will verify. He walks over. He walks across to where Mr. Dubois is, and smacks Mr. Dubois with the rubber hose. After just a minute or two, however, you can hear somebody. It sounds like somebody is coughing. And the big Russian looks up, and his eyes kind of go wide. It looks like he's, you know, he sees something that startles him.
Behind us?
Yes. At which point he drops the hose and runs towards the back of the building. And behind you, you can hear more coughing. coughing.
Can I?
And it sounds like there's a lot of coughing, as if like all five people were coughing. And you can see around your feet there's a kind of a dark mist is starting to form around your feet and work its way up.
Ah, that's probably not good. Like smoke or some other mysterious?
It's kind of behaving like smoke, but it's not smoke colored. It's kind of more of a black.
Smoke would rise anyway. It wouldn't be on the ground.
Like a heavy fog, but black,
yeah.
Dark, kind of swirling.
And I'll crane my head around to try and see the people behind us.
Some colors flashing in the smoke.
Oh, that's not good.
That'll be a sand roll for both of you. It's quite disturbing. You can hear what sound like the bodies falling to the floor behind you.
Ooh, fail.
I pass.
Okay. That'll be a D3 for Mr. Dubois, please.
Three.
Okay.
Right. My good friend being tortured? Meh. Funny looking smoke. Ah!
That's disturbing, yes.
Can I stand up, even though I have the chair? I guess we are.
You can't stand up, but you can't stand up like out of the chair. But your legs are not tied to the, so your
right.
Arms are trapped in such a way that you can kind of stand up in a crouch with the chair kind of attached to you still.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I will do that, and I will try to. You know, to lose my hands. Try to move and lose my hands.
Okay. How about a dex times three roll?
You missed an opportunity here, Jim. If you'd tied us together, we could have totally reenacted that scene in Last Crusade.
No, I failed.
Okay. You're able to get to your feet in kind of a crouch, but you can't work the chair You can't work your hands out of the chair.
Okay. Are you going to move?
The smoke is kind of rising.
Oh, I will also try and free myself.
Tendrils of smoke are climbing up your body.
8. Or of the mist. That'll work.
Mr. Dubois is able to free himself from the chair, although your hands are still tied together behind you. The chair kind of clatters back to the floor.
I will be, yes, but my hands may be tied together, but I will be able to use them to untie Dr. Larson. Presumably. Unless they completely bound my fingers together.
Nope, you can make an attempt. Kind of stand back to back. As you look around, you can see the twin, the big Russian, has gone out the back door. He's completely disappeared. The other 5 Russian gentlemen are laying on the ground. They've all collapsed, and you can see the mist is kind of forming around them and rolling and touching them and.
Right.
And they
we can get untied outside.
Tendrils of mist continue to climb up your body.
Yeah, let's leave. Let's leave. We're leaving.
Would you both make a con times 3 roll, please?
Why couldn't I roll that 8 on con? That's no. No. No, I do not.
Okay. you both start to cough as some of the mist makes it. Or some of the mist kind of makes it up into your towards your face, and you're breathing in vapors of it. It's very kind of heavy and bitter and dark.
I tried to move. I tried to move towards the door.
And you both feel quite weak, as if something were sapping your energy.
Yes, well, we'll help each other towards the door.
Okay.
Quickly as possible. Dragging the chair along behind us if we have to.
Okay, as you continue to stagger your way towards the back where the big Russian went, or out the front?
Which is closer?
601, those are the other.
The one that he didn't run out.
Okay.
Yeah, let's try to get to the camp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As you start to move towards the front of the building, as you go past the bodies of the Russians that are lying on the ground, more mist kind of starts to attach to you, and it continues to come up and it completely envelops you, and you both find yourselves falling unconscious.
Okay.
Your bodies fall to the ground.
Not again.
And then you find yourselves coming awake.
That's pleasant. Pleasant surprise.
And you can see, it feels like you're floating. Like you're underwater, but you're able to breathe. There's kind of a bluish light around. You can look and you can see each other. There's some gold sparkling. Kind of a blue-green light. Everything looks rather peaceful.
No. I always imagined there'd be, you know, women floating around and playing the harp and... clouds and the gate. This is nice.
Off in the distance, you can see the light blue kind of turns to a dark blue and kind of to a black. And it looks like the blackness is somehow maybe moving towards you a little bit.
Oh, no.
Things are getting darker.
Is there... Yeah, can we go back to the I'll try to swim in this bluish space that we are.
You find you're not able to move. You're just kind of floating. you don't really feel like you have control over your body. And the blackness kind of moves towards you. You can see it's getting closer.
I start to panic.
And closer.
Can I?
And it looks like there are maybe shapes in the blackness. Kind of blacker areas of blackness.
Blacker than. So when you say I can't move, like, do I have control of my limbs? Can I, like, use my arms, or am I just completely paralyzed?
You're just completely paralyzed.
Okay.
The blackness is getting closer, and it looks like the kind of the center part is forming into some kind of shape. Some kind of circular shape, maybe kind of like almost like a giant flower, but really jagged around the edges. Everything around you is growing dark, and the darkness is starting to come around you, and that'll be sand rolls for both of you.
I passed.
I fail again. And I only fail because I lost 3 sanity.
That'll be a D3 for Dr. Larson. And a D6 for Mr. Dubois.
3 points.
One point. This isn't as bad as that smoke. Being eaten. Whatever.
And suddenly the circular kind of flower-like area coalesces, and it looks like a giant kind of flower-shaped mouth ringed with teeth, and it rushes at you, and then you wake up.
I look around. Where are we? Are we still there in the docks?
You are not. As you look around, you kind of wake up and realize where you are. Your hands are still bound, but you can feel that now your feet are bound as well. It feels like you're lying on something soft. And can hear the sound of waves crashing. You kind of come to the realization that you must be on a beach.
We aren't buried up to our necks in sand, are we?
No, you're just lying in the sand.
Okay, I try to get up.
As you start to kind of move around a little bit, you hear a woman's voice. Ah, Dr. Larson, Mr. Dubois. Very nice for you to join us.
Is it a familiar woman's voice or a stranger woman's voice?
It is a familiar voice.
Is it Ellie, the...
as you look around, yes. You see a young, exquisitely beautiful black woman standing there, who you recognize as Ellie. And with her are 10 large, burly, fisherman-looking types.
Fishermen or fishmen?
Fishermen. People. They have kind of a strange look about them, but they are definitely people.
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Yes.
Oh, Dubois, we were better off with the Russians.
And yes, Dr. Larson, you recognize these as they definitely look like inhabitants of Monaghan Island.
Here, you may be right, Dr. Larson. All because we had the team. I don't hear that part out loud.
Are there buildings around?
No, you look to be on a pretty deserted stretch of beach.
Hmm. Hey, Ellie.
Oh, long time no see. I thought I shot you.
Yes, Mr. Dubois, I believe you did.
No hard feelings, right?
She kind of gives you a smile. Of course not. The past is the past. We should let bygones be bygones. Don't you agree?
Yes. At the moment, I do.
Tell me, gentlemen. I believe you are looking for something, yes?
So it would seem.
Trouble, you mean? Or
yes.
But are you also looking for the dead girl? The dead Russian girl?
The dead girl? Oh, Dr. Larson. Somehow I had thought better of you. Apparently I was mistaken.
I'm sorry, but I'm failing to connect the dots. that's what we're looking for.
That much is clear, Dr. Larson, that you have not connected any dots, apparently. But I believe that to be your usual method of operation, yes? You came to the island where these gentlemen called home for so many generations, and you just blindly tore it apart, destroyed their livelihood, destroyed their lives and their families.
Gentlemen, I'd just like to point out, I wasn't there for that.
I glare at Dubois.
And then you come to my home, and you destroy my home, and our livelihood, and those of my friends.
To be fair, I was happily floating down the river when people started shooting at me. But anyway, bygones be right, bygones, correct?
There is so much that you gentlemen have to answer for.
Well, Ellie?
However, as it stands, I am afraid I need your assistance. You and your friends are looking for the body of Anastasia Nikolaevna, are you not?
Yes.
Why not? Yes, of course. Everyone seems to know it.
Yeah.
Well, as it happens, I require something. Not the body itself, you understand. This I do not care about. However, she has a particular item that was buried with her. It is this item that I require.
Could you perhaps be a bit more descriptive?
She looks, she gives you kind of a smile. It is a large gemstone. The gemstone is set at the end of a scepter. The Russian imperial scepter, to be exact.
Ah.
I require the scepter and the gemstone. And I do assure you, gentlemen, this is for the good of everyone.
Snakes and fish alike.
You and your friends have blundered around for long enough. It is about time, I believe. Perhaps you would agree with me that you did something worthwhile with your lives, rather than just destroying other people's.
Make my living destroying other people's lives.
Precisely. So perhaps now would be a good time to turn over a new leaf, as they say.
I find it difficult to disagree with you while I am in my current situation. Ma'am.
Ah, yes. What do you think we should do about that, gentlemen?
Untie us. Let us go back to our hotel. The usual.
What if we don't find the body and obviously the scepter? What then, Ellie?
Then I am afraid you will all die. Everyone will die.
Oh, yes.
Can you elaborate? Yes.
Is there a time frame for this, or?
She walks up and kind of leans in close. Yes, Mr. Dubois, you will all die horribly very soon.
She's not very good at giving, you know, details, is she? She's very vague. I hate that. Tell you what, we will find you this fancy gemstone. It's not like it would be particularly easy to fence anyway. I don't want it. And you will let us go and not kill us horribly.
I am not the one who will be killing you. Believe me,
terror won't kill us horribly. It's all good. As long as there's no killing horribly, I am happy.
Ah, yes. Well, I believe that some of your friends have located the body and the gemstone. I believe they will be going to try to attempt to retrieve it soon.
Friends or friends in quotation marks?
Your friends, Mr. Ratcliffe and the others.
Who knows where they went? My car.
But I'm sorry, Ellie, but you need to be more clear about this. Why are you saying that we're all going to die if we don't find it? Last time I saw you, you were trying to invoke Jig, and if you look at Mark, you will see that you were not successful, and we were, in a way.
In a way.
I don't think Jig was successful. I don't think we had any. But...
And now you're working with this fisherman.
We were just the wingmen for Yegg, really.
We are working for the good of all mankind, Dr. Larson. I am afraid that your actions over the past many months have proven that your mind is too small to encompass the truth of such things. You will find the scepter, and you will bring it to me. Or else. You and everyone else will die screaming. She looks deep into Dr. Larson's eyes. This I can promise you.
I hold
Dr.
my
Larson, agree with the nice lady.
At which point she stands up. She starts walking away. She kind of turns and looks over her shoulder. I should point out, too, gentlemen, that you only have a few days.
See, that's in the right direction. A few days is better than soon.
she starts walking down the beach. All the fishermen kind of turn and follow her.
We'll meet again. I yell.
I'm assuming she assumes that. Well, with the whole having to give it.
Yeah.
Right. Can I wriggle free of my bonds? I suppose.
They are tied quite tightly.
Okay, so back to back and see if we can untie each other.
Yes, we'll do that.
Okay. You're able to kind of roll around and get back to back, and let's each have dex times 3 rolls.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be a no. Oh, good.
Dr. Larson is at least moderately more familiar with the various ways that a fisherman might tie someone up. And yes, you are able to untie Mr. Dubois' hands.
In that case, now that I have my hands free to work with, I'll try and untie Dr. Larson's hands more effectively this time.
And after a few minutes of working at it, you are able to, yes.
Okay.
And our legs and...
Yep.
Now, where are we?
Any clues of where we might have been brought? Like... Nope.
As you stand up and look around, you can see you're on a beach. There's an ocean. There's sand. There's some sand dunes at the back that you can't really see over. But looking up and down the beach, you can just kind of see that it curves away, and you don't see any sign of anything.
Okay, let's try to go inland to see if we have a better view.
Are there any footprints in the sand leading towards where we are? I'm obviously there will be some leading away, but from Ellie and them. But
make a spot hidden roll or a track roll, whichever you prefer.
Spot hidden.
I figured as much.
Yes, I see.
You can kind of see where the sand has been disturbed coming down one of the dunes leading towards where you are.
Let's go that way. I think that's okay. The way they brought us.
Okay.
Okay. As you climb the dunes, and you get to the top, you can see that on the other side there is a road. And on the other side of the road there's... just some fields.
Hey.
Make a listen roll.
Yes.
Fail.
I pass.
You can hear the sound of a car.
Quick, Dr. Larson. I hear a car coming. Perhaps we can flag it down and get a ride back to civilization.
Okay.
Hey, you run down to the road, and yes, you can see a car trundling down the road.
I move my arms.
Wave it down, yeah.
Okay, make a hitchhiking roll.
sure. Yes, I pass, because I have such a good hitchhiking. How about persuade?
How about party luck?
Or party luck, that would work too. It's a Russian.
So, let me try.
My luck is quite high, so it's probably.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Yep, I pass by 3.
Okay. A car rolls up to you. There is a man and a woman. The man is driving, the woman in the passenger seat. It pulls up to you, so you guys are on the side of the road. They pull up, and they're headed in the direction such that it's the driver who pulls up. He rolls down the window. And he kind of looks at you and looks at the various holes and holes in Dr. Larson's clothes and the bruises. And can I help you, gentlemen?
Oh, thank God you came along. Me and my friend, we were waylaid and knocked unconscious. And when we came to, we found ourselves out here. Last time I checked, we were our car. I don't know what happened. All our money is gone.
Okay.
If you could give us...
I can call the police when we get into town and them send someone.
Could you... I would be eternally grateful if you could give us a ride back into town. It's terrible, so terrible.
That will be a persuade roll, Mr. Dubois.
Yes, easily. I have a lot of persuade.
He looks at the woman sitting in the car next to him. He looks at you. Well, I suppose it's the proper thing to do. Please, get in.
Thank you, sir. You're a good man. You're a good man and a good American. He is American, right? No.
Yes. Good, solid New England accent.
Right. Get in the car and.
Okay, he starts up the car and starts driving down the road.
Where are we?
We are just north of Providence a little ways.
Oh. That's good. Good. Take us. Do you know where the Providence Arms Hotel is? The Excellent. If you could drop us off there.
I believe I know where it is.
My friend is injured. Perhaps the hospital would be a better.
Than
shock.
That makes much more sense. Yes.
Yes. I was. I'm sorry. It's such shock. I was.
Yes, Providence General is on our way. I can drop you off there.
Excellent.
The woman turns to you and says, "How did you gentlemen possibly come to be in such a state?"
Criminals, horrible muggers and looters, and it was a terrible, terrible evening last night.
Yes, it was. It was quite frightening, wasn't it?
Yes, especially for us out there and it's being attacked. we're lucky to be alive. I don't even know how we came to be on this empty stretch of land out here.
After some time passes. You see that you enter, you come into Providence, and drive through Providence a little bit, and you arrive at Providence General Hospital. Here you are, gentlemen. I wish you the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, sir. I didn't ask your name. What was your name?
Damn it. John Smith.
Of course it is. Yes, thank you, Mr. Smith. True gentleman.
Presumably you guys get out of the car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but now, we cannot just go into the hospital. Well, we can say that. We can pretend to be someone else, but if they recognize our faces, then we are in trouble.
Oh, I'm sure. Why would they recognize you? I barely recognize you in the state you're in. clearly. I think we should get you in there What's your sneak like, Randall?
No, it's really bad.
Oh, what we do is we get you in there, and you can distract the nurse in the waiting room, and I'll sneak by while you sit there and pretend to be horribly injured. It shouldn't be hard.
Yeah, I think I can manage that. Okay, let's give it a try.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I walk straight to the front desk. Help! I need help.
The nurse stands up and says, "Oh, just a minute, sir. Please have a seat."
I need help now.
Orderly, she calls for an orderly who shows up and says, please come this way, sir, come this way. And he takes you by the hand and leads you to leads you back past the reception desk, into the general area, and kind of puts you on a hospital bed and lays you down and kind of starts fussing over you a little bit.
While they're distracted, I pass my sneak roll.
Hey, hang on just a second, guys. Okay, sorry guys. Okay, so yes, Mr. Dubois manages to make his way into the interior of the hospital.
Right. Split the party.
Even further than it already is.
Yes. square root the party. Right. I don't have a clue where Mr. North is, do I?
Nope. Meanwhile, the nurses and orderlies and doctors are kind of fussing over Dr. Larson. And Dr. Larson, you will eventually get 3 hit points back.
Okay.
It's worth coming here.
As they bandage you up. Back to Mr. Dubois.
Using the same skills and techniques I used last time, find Mr. Oh, yeah, I found Dr. Larson here. That's correct. Using that prior knowledge, I look for Mr. North's room.
Okay. You eventually kind of wander through the hospital and make your way upstairs to one of the wards, and a nurse asks, "Yeah, can I help you, sir?"
Yes, I'm here to visit a Mr. North.
I'm terribly sorry. You hadn't gotten the news. Are you a family member?
A close friend, close personal friend.
Oh, I'm very sorry, sir. He's been moved into surgery.
Oh, is he all right?
I'm afraid he's had a bit of a relapse. The doctors think they're not entirely certain what's happened, but they're looking after him. We have the best doctors here.
When do you think he'll be out of surgery?
Oh, I wouldn't care to say. It'd probably be a couple of hours at least. If you care, there's a nice waiting room downstairs.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll move away and then head down a side hallway and towards in the general direction of the stairs. And then when she's gone, I'll double round back and look for surgery.
Okay.
Because I know about the nice staff here and how well they take care of their patients. This is very suspicious. Very suspicious.
Okay. Kind of wander through the hospital a little bit more. But you were not able to identify. You're able to find some the various surgical rooms, but you know they all look occupied. They're quite busy. You know, you can't particularly tell, you know, if Mr. North is in one or the other or any or
observation rooms in the 1920s hospital. I assume. I said no observation rooms in a 1920s hospital.
No,
I assume. Right. In which case, I will make my way back and see if I can't locate Dr. Larson. I can't think of anything else to do here.
Okay.
No sign of the others. So obviously they've left here. They came.
Yep. Yep, that is no problem. You were able to find Dr. Larson. He's in the... he's laying in one of the hospital beds. He looks like he's been bandaged up quite nicely.
Did you find him?
Well, apparently he's in surgery. He took a turn for the worse.
Huh.
And he might be in surgery for several hours. I suggest we not sit around and wait here for him. I think that would be a very bad idea.
Does it make sense that he's in surgery? For me? Jim? Because
you have no idea what's wrong with him?
Yeah. I was trying to remember, but... so he probably is worse than we talked when... Okay.
Oh, man, my gosh, anything to go wrong, especially with the state of Russian healthcare.
That's true. Okay, let's go back to the hotel and wait for our friends. Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, didn't Ellie say they were going to find the body? They knew where it was. Didn't we think it was in that one cemetery where we killed that one guy? I know that doesn't narrow it down very much, but what was the name of that cemetery? I don't think I wrote it down.
Our Lady of Souls.
Our Lady of Souls. Yes, might they be heading to Our Lady of Souls to look at the grave of Arkady Mironova, October 17th?
Do you suggest we go there before they do?
We might be able to meet up with them there, if that's where they're heading.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If they're not heading there, we'll just have wasted time. They'll probably be waiting for us back at the hotel.
Yeah, I would rather, you know, get some reinforcements before we go and see Ellie again.
All right. So back to the hotel then?
Yeah. I believe that's wiser.
At this point. Get some exercise.
Okay. Yep. So you return to the Providence Arms?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that's a good place to end it for today.
You have never leave.
So what happened while you guys were gone? Me and Dr. Larson have just been sitting here the whole time. Nothing exciting happened.
Too bad. Okay. Let's see what happens next weekend.
Yep.
Oh, that was fun. All right.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thanks, gentlemen. Talk to you next week.
Yep. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye for now.